This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
سلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهار المرسلين شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praises due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Qulna khayrul hadi, hadi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best of guidance, the best of ways is the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, undoubtedly. Wa innaka latahdi ila siratin mustaqim. Allah tells us in the Quran, the Prophet, peace be upon him, through his teachings, he indeed guides people to the straight path. من هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال ألا لا يتمنين أحدكم الموت لضر وقع به فإن كان ولا بد فاعلا فليقل اللهم أحينا ما دامت الحياة خيرا لنا وتوفنا مَا دَامَتِ الْوَفَاةُ خَيْرًا لَنَا. Part of the guidance of the Prophet, peace be upon him, is related to us by Anas ibn Malik, who said that the Prophet, peace be upon him, taught us. And he said to the believers, speaking to the believers, he said, let none of you wish for death upon them. Don't wish for death. لِضُرٍ مَسَّهُ أو لِضُرٍ وَقَعَ بِهِ. Because of a difficulty, because of a calamity, because of unease that they're going through, befell upon him or her. فَإِنْ كَانَ وَلَا بُدَّ فَاعِلًا. But if he has no alternative, meaning that things are just absolutely difficult for this individual, then let that individual say, اللَّهُمَّ أَحْيِنِي مَا دَامَتِ الْحَيَاةُ خَيْرًا لِي. Let that individual pray and say, oh Allah, extend in my life so long that living is good for me. I don't know. Allah knows. وَتَوَفَّنِي مَا دَامَتِ الْوَفَاةُ خَيْرٌ لِي. Allah, take my life so long that death is what is best for me. Very important that we address this issue because this is the month of September. And the month of September is Suicide Prevention Month. This is an issue. And the tendency is that sometimes whenever we bring up these topics, you know, this is really doom and gloom. This is really boring. Why do we have to talk about this, especially on a khutbah and what have you? But listen to this. 2020, 45,000 Americans took away their own lives. That's about 123 people every single day, they take away their own lives. Suicide is the 12th leading cause of death in this country. Suicide is the 11th leading cause of death around the world. 1.2 million people in 2020 attempted to take their own life away. That is about one every 14 minutes, somebody takes away their own life. That is serious, man. That is serious. And I apologize. You know, if it is this common, chances are maybe some of us have had an experience with a loved one that either attempted or maybe even taken away their own lives. Apologize that, you know what, this may be a motive of provokes emotions in people. But we can't just ignore these issues. And I can tell you that, subhanAllah, no month, no week goes by without a Muslim community member reaching out, you know, from all over, asking, what do I do? Just found out that, you know, a loved one did this. A loved one has attempted. A loved one has been talking. Loved one has been talking about it. I love the prayers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because on the one hand, the Prophet of Allah acknowledged that sometimes people feel so much burden that they don't even want to live. They don't want to live. What for? Nothing to look forward to. Can't really enjoy the presence. Why would I? So the Prophet of Allah said, لا يتمنين أحدكم الموت لضر وقع به. Do not wish for death because of a difficulty, a calamity that just happened to you. Meaning that some types of calamities happen to people where some people truly, genuinely believe that death is best for them. So the Prophet of Allah said, see, we don't know. We don't know. But if you must, if you can't really wish for death, then what do you do? Said that, submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, Allah, you are in charge of this. Allah, as long as living is good for me, Ya Allah, extend in my life. Allah, if death is what is best for me, then you decide that for me. I am not going to do this for myself. Here's the other thing. 80% of the people who took away their own life did so because of an either undiagnosed or an untreated mental disorder. Why would it go undiagnosed? Because the tendency is that we dismiss these things. Oh, he or she just wants to get attention. Or he or she has just always been a loser. Come on, man, tough it out. So we see things, we recognize things, but we dismiss them. Oh, seeking attention. Oh, they're just too weak. Oh, it's a phase that they're going through. And we become dismissive of people's pain. That is not prophetic. That is not the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is not what he did. And he didn't say, how dare you wish death upon you? Because sometimes some people go through some difficulties in their lives. And the most common untreated or undiagnosed mental disorder is depression. And as a result, please remember that there are two types of depression. There is depression that is natural, that is just part of being human. Ask somebody that is just being diagnosed with a serious illness. They're depressed. Maybe a loved one has been diagnosed with a serious illness. Ask somebody that just lost a child. Ask somebody who has gone through a divorce. Ask somebody that just lost their job. Ask somebody that just got fired. Ask somebody who did not go to the school that they wanted to go to. Ask somebody that failed an exam. So naturally, when we go through these things, you know, people become depressed. And that is fine. That is just part of being human. We don't guilt people for that. We don't make people feel weak or bad for that. We don't make people feel less than Muslims because of that. Because remember this, sometimes what helps in the spread of this is misconceptions, myths that people just repeat. Good Muslims don't get depressed. That's not true. Can be a very good Muslim, a very practicing Muslim man, woman, and yet be depressed. Because it's very common that people can be tender in their heart, yet troubled in their mind. That's a possibility. And the idea of you are depressed because you're not a good Muslim, that is just blame the victim theology, and we do not subscribe to this. But what people are finding concerning nowadays is people who are depressed despite the fact that their lives are good. Their lives are good. On the outside, this individual should not be depressed. Parents would be concerned, my son, my daughter told me that they're depressed. They're not working. They live good. We don't mistreat them. They're healthy. We don't have any difficulties. Wife and I, husband and I get along very well. I just don't understand, why is my child depressed? Brother who's got a good job, very successful in what they do, beautiful family, feeling depressed. Why? Sister, married well, not married well, single or married. Life is doing well, it's got a good family, good social support system, good career, feeling depressed. And the question is, why are people who otherwise their lives are doing so great, they are feeling depressed? They say that this is what's mind-boggling at this point. Natural causes leading people to feel depressed, that's understandable. Yeah, death, some kind of a loss, some kind of failure, that is natural. But the question is, why are these people who otherwise are doing well, why are they feeling the way that they do? Some people say we shouldn't really call this depression. Maybe a better word would be desolation. It is a mixture of many things. Some people refer to it as the empty success syndrome. You're doing very well. People see that you're doing well. People are even so envious. They admire what you have achieved. But people are going through the empty success syndrome. People can see my success, but I can't see my own success. And some people say, sometimes that is problematic because we have lost the ability of قَالُوا غَابَ عَنَّا نِعْمَةِ اِسْتِذْكَارَ النِّعَمِ اللَّهُمْ يَا رَبِّ اجْعَلْنَا مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. So sometimes what happens is, if we were to speak about this theologically and not clinically, say that sometimes we have really forgotten the ability to remember how blessed we are. We have forgotten the ability to remember how blessed we are. Remember, if you're feeling depressed and maybe you are this person whose your life, you know, otherwise is doing beautiful, wallahi, the point is not to make you feel guilty. Because part of feeling depressed, one of the symptoms of depression is people feeling guilty. So this is not to make people feel guilty. But this is just a reminder. We have lost the ability to remember how blessed we are. And the more we remember of these blessings, especially the little ones, say that subhanallah, life becomes enjoyable when people are constantly in the state of gratitude. I believe I've shared this with you before. In psychology, we are taught that the shortest distance between any human being and happiness is gratitude. وَمَن يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. And whosoever is grateful, they do so for their own good, Allah tells us. And those who are grateful, you know, sometimes you see people who enjoy little things in life. And it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. See this people, you know what? They take a sip of coffee and the first sip, sweet, that good coffee. And you know, we look at them and say, that is silly. But you know, the reality of it is, this is very prophetic. This is very prophetic. People who take a bite, sweet, this is really good. You look at them and say, what is this silliness? That is actually very prophetic. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن الله ليرضى عن العبد إذا أكل الأكلة أو شرب الشربة أن يحمده عليها. صلوا على رسول الله. So the Prophet of Allah said, indeed Allah is pleased with a servant when he or she, they take a bite, they take a sip, and they're grateful for that. That becomes a way to live. When you have got the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would go to bed and just the way that he would celebrate his blessings. Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa awana. All praise be to Allah for the one who has given us food, for the one who has given us something to drink, for the one who has given us a bed. What are you doing? Celebrating these things in life. Remembering it, expressing gratitude for it, because the more gratitude we express, wallahi, the more satisfying life becomes. The more we remember how blessed we are, the more satisfying, pleasurable life becomes. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. شوف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من مفاتيح التعرف على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن تعرف أدعية النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Say that one way of learning about the Prophet of Allah is listening to what is it that the Prophet of Allah has prayed for. Because see, sometimes what we pray for says so much about us. You know, what we pray for says a lot about us. So in one of these prayers, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, Allahumma ij'al hayata ziyadatan lana fi kulli khayr. Waj'al al-mawta rahatan lana min kulli shar. Ya Allah, make life, my life that is, prone to the doing of all kinds of goods. Of all kinds of goods. What do you mean? See, again, in psychology, remember when we say that the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for us Muslims are enough. So when I say in psychology, I'm not attempting to validate what the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. That is not the point. So what does it say there? Psychologists, they teach, if you want to feel better, if you want to feel happy, make somebody else feel better or make somebody else be happy. That will increase your own sense of joy and your own sense of happiness. Not only have we forgotten how blessed we are, but also this ethics of sharing with those who are less fortunate than we are is also not there as much. And then finally, there is this idea of people losing or not having a sense of purpose or direction. Recently, Labor Day weekend, during one of the conferences, a young Muslim boy, 13 years old, took away his own life by means of jumping during the conference, during the Islamic conference. And he left a note written by a 13-year-old kid indicating that he doesn't even know why he is living. At 13, now this is the time that people are supposed to be having fun. This is the time that people are supposed to be enjoying life. And say, as young as this age, people are sensing that, you know what, my life is empty. There is nothing going on in it for me. Because now we have this notion, again, that's just part of the myth. You know what? Poor people do it. You know what? Uneducated people do it. People who are not successful do it. And then the more you read, why would the CEO of Bed Bath & Beyond, why would he commit suicide? That's a big company. That is a lot of success. Why would somebody in his position, why would they do that? Somebody who's very famous, successful, rich, why? Because again, we have this misconception that, you know what, people from certain religious background, people who are practicing, people who are poor, it does not work this way. Please remember the following. Suicide is a permanent solution for a temporary problem. It is a permanent solution for a temporary problem. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't wish for death, but rather, as long as you're living, make your life prone to the doing of all kinds of good deeds. Please remember, in our deen, suicide is haram. We Muslims, we are not allowed to take away our own lives. That is not befitting to a Muslim. Number three, part of the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ is that a believer, by virtue of being a believer, a follower of Muhammad ﷺ, you've got to be an optimist. That is just part of our deen. Optimism is part of the deen. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الفأل حسن الخلق والشؤم سوء الخلق. The Prophet of Allah said that being an optimist is good character. People who are optimists, they're pleasant people. They're nice to be around. They can always see the silver lining. They're always able to speak positive. It's not because they're too blind to see the difficulties, but it's all about where do you wish to focus. So part of our deen is this idea of being an optimist. So the Prophet of Allah said, being an optimist is good character. Being a pessimist is bad character. وَالْشُؤْمُ سُوءُ الْخُلُقِ. People who do that. Now again, the point is not to be blind or pretend to be blind to the difficulties. No. It's not about preventing us from feeling pain. No, feel the pain. Do not just be paralyzed. It's okay to be depressed. It's not okay to go into despair. It's okay to feel pain, but not to the point that you're paralyzed and your functioning is not happening. Last point as to why we are doing this. Finds out that, again, 80% of the people who take or attempt to take away their own lives, 80% of them, that's 8 out of every 10, they usually reach out to somebody to almost say, I want somebody to talk me out of this. And that's why acknowledging this, talking about it, chances are, and may never happen to us, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and maybe you do receive that phone call. Maybe you do have that conversation. Maybe this happens. Say, now you know what? We, inshallah, are better prepared to at least engage in this conversation. Important part is when people do reach out to us at this, please validate the difficulty that these people are going through. Please do not make them feel guilty. The idea is not to put pressure on them, but to be supportive. Of the protective factors that are pointed out is people who belong to healthy families, who belong to a community, is that that works as a protective factor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our families, ya Rabbil Alameen. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى. Not to be the bearer of bad news, but I think it makes sense with our visiting guest here today. We have Dr. Ahmed visiting us from Mercy Without Borders, an institute that helps orphans in places like Yemen and Syria. Just before I came here, I was reading about how difficult it has gotten to some of these people that they attempt from the shores of Africa to cross the Mediterranean and make it to Europe. And today, just before I came here, 73 of these migrants, they drowned to death. Big number of them are Syrians who could no longer live in that part of the world. You know, when life is so difficult that people are willing to take that type of a risk, even if it means that they die, that is some difficulty that they must have been going through. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless their souls, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease their difficulties, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So inshallah, please, on your way out, do stop by, learn about what they do, and their mission is to sponsor as many orphans as possible. If any of us or our loved ones are going through difficult times, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease our pain. If any of us or our loved ones are not feeling well, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a speedy and a full recovery. If any of our loved ones have lost the way, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us back to his way, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fi al-akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab al-nar. Ibadallah, inna Allah ya'mur bil-adl wal-ihsan wa ita'i dhil-qurba wa inha an al-fahshai wal-munkari wal-baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkaroon. Fadhkuru Allah yadhkurkum. واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.